And you're welcome back to Sportsline here for part two this Saturday afternoon, as we're going to preview this evening's league final between Clare and Kilkenny in Turles at 7:15. And as I said, again, joined by co-presenter Pat McNamara and our special guest, Mr. Denny Chaplin, Esquire. Pat, we're looking forward to a real belter in Simple Stadium this evening, a repeat of a enthralling game in Cusick Park a number of weeks ago. And Clare and Kilkenny, Clare, we don't have a bad record against Kilkenny in league finals in Turles, and we'll be hoping for that trend to continue this evening.
Yeah, with our days in the 70s, all right. And look, it's finally come down to this stage. You know, this league in recent years, people are wondering how true form is and what teams are putting an effort in and what teams aren't. And there should be no national competition run that way, in my opinion. It should be something that's separated long enough from the championships of teams that win fully, trying to win it. But that's beside the point. We'll be against Tip in the semi-final. First 20 minutes in particular, we looked to be unbelievably good, and let Tip back into it, all right. So look, it's called, the one good thing about it is, it isn't Limerick we're playing, which would be very tricky playing them 2 weeks again after that. So I think the one thing we're guaranteed is both teams will go hell-bent on winning it. You know, Kilkenny want to win championships, whether it is Cody or whether it is anybody else is over them. They're the type of a county and a team, they'll go to win the cup, and then probably need to win something as well. It's a long, long time now. It's a famine for them since 2016. So from that point of view, I think we'll get a game worth going to. The crowd should be fairly big, I think. And we'll find out a few things about the Clare team, definitely in this game, because you have to have it right now. There's 2 weeks to Limerick game in Ennis, and there's no better team to, I think, it's better than five training sessions to be playing Kilkenny in this league final. And I think we'll find out a good bit about our team, definitely. There's been a lot of positives in the league, in fairness. The squad looks to be bigger and more capable of having replacements to come in. One or two positions still questionable, as we'll discuss, I'm sure. But looking forward to it enormously, and I think it's going to be a good game, and I think it'll bring a big crowd as well.
Yeah, and I suppose, Pat, from speaking to our two Kilkenny guests in the last number of weeks, they seem to have their championship team probably more or less picked already, and it's a fine tuning these team lads for the Leinster Championship. It's more about finding out more about our own county in Clare this evening.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Kilkenny is, you know, you think they're struggling, but they've been in two All-Ireland finals and they've won a couple of Leinsters in recent years. I mean, that's, you know,
league final last year,
and a league final. So I mean, they're up there at the top still, and I mean, okay, I suppose they were spoiled 7 or 8 or 10 years ago with the squad they had and the team they had. And, you know, it was probably the greatest team of all time, I suppose. So I suppose their standards have dropped small, but they're still a very, very hard team to beat. A lot of good players there still. Still relying a bit on TJ Reid, I suppose, which is kind of unusual for Kilkenny to be depending on someone like that at this stage. Probably a couple of questions about centre back for them as well. Richie Reid, to my mind, isn't going to win an All-Ireland for them there, you think, but he may not obviously be named there, but they're very, very hard to beat in the final, and I think it's a great, great game for Clare to have once we are in the league final, because playing a Munster team would have been, you know, wondering how you'd approach it, and particularly if it was Limerick, but Kilkenny does a favour in that sense as well. So a tough game. The result, I don't know, it doesn't matter an awful lot. I presume if we were beaten by 7 or 8 points, it wouldn't be great if we played badly, but if you had a good, tough, hard game and you won it by a point or two or lost it by a point or two, whereas the trophy and the medals, the lads would like to have them, I think the whole thing is geared towards Limerick, and we need to see that we have players to come in and fill positions. If, you know, we'll be talking about it, as I said, I know Denny has one or two positions he's concerned about, and we all are, but look, it's a great test, and it has the makings of a very, very enjoyable game, and I'd say it'll be worth travelling to, for sure.
Denny, you know, you're taught in the league overall, and we haven't won a league since 2015 under the manager of Davy Fitz, and you're overall taught in the league. You know, a lot of people think it's just, it's a kind of a challenge game, challenge match circuit, but when you come to a final and there's a cup, you know, isn't that business that you have to go for it?
Absolutely, you have to go, and especially I think we have to go for it. You know, we don't have national titles falling out of back pockets in Clare. It's not every year we're in a national final. You know, and for this current panel of players, I think it's at the stage where we have to win something this year. We've lost two Munster finals, we've two All-Ireland semi-finals.
Two league semi.
You know, we're knocking on the door, but we're just not getting over that line. And I think tonight is actually, for the group, for the management and the players, it's a big one, and it's one they have to go for. You know, you might say the league doesn't matter, but I'd say to them now, they want to win a title, you know, and it'll be, we'd say, you could say, a monkey off their back in one sense. Okay, we have a win. We have something to show for our year's efforts. I think we've done a lot of good things in the league this year. There was some good performance mixed in with the bads. And, you know, the only match I missed was the Offaly one. I was down Wexford. Weren't impressive that day, but yet they dug out the draw. Down in Waterford, I thought Clare bossed that game, you know, they were well better than on the day. The home games, Cork was a good performance. Kilkenny the last day, two or three weeks ago, that was a good performance. And as Pat's rightly said there, the first 20 minutes against Tipperary last Sunday week was as good a performance as this current panel of players has ever put in. You know, for 20 minutes they were untouchable. You can say what you like about Tip. They just didn't get the ball. They couldn't get at the ball.
It was Clare at their best.
Yeah, and they tore them to shreds. And you could nearly see the breaks going on outside in the field. You know, it was just, hold on a minute here. We calm down as well. It's only league semi-final. But it was great to watch it. And it's great to look forward to it. Then you mix in the other side of it. Whereas I said, we don't. To my mind, we have not found a suitable cover for centre-back or full-back. If anything happens to Conor Cleary, or if anything happens to John Conlon, I don't think as of yet we know who's going to go in there. It cost us big time probably in the Munster final last year with no cover for Conor Cleary. The one game he was injured, and you know, we just... He's probably, at the moment, he's irreplaceable, even more so than John Conlon.
Is he the best fullback in the country at the moment?
At the moment, I would say he's up there, definitely. I would have him in the top two, three.
Except for holding itself, the two best at the moment.
There's no doubt about it. He has been outstanding for Clare over the last few years.
An unsung hero, really, Denny.
Yeah, he's never in trouble. There's nothing scored off him. You know, he has got the better of Aaron Gillane, he's got the better of Conor Whelan,
TJ Reid,
all the top forwards, he's got the better of him. They might get a score off him, but they'll earn it, and they'll probably only get the one. I think he's a tremendous fullback, and that's not the problem at all. The problem is, the day he's injured, who do we put in there? And, you know, did we have to have Conor... And did we have to have John Conlon playing in all the games in the league? I don't think so. I would think that's where we did take them league games and find a suitable replacement and have them ready, bring them back in for the semi-final by all means, and get them championship ready. But that's not the decision that was made. We stuck with them. And look at the two fabulous players. You just wonder the miles in the clock. John, now, even the last day, he was down a good bit. He seems to be shipping a bit of punishment. He's a lot of miles in the clock at this stage, and you're just hopeful that, you know, come championship in 2 weeks, that he'll be ready for the battle, and that he'll last the 70 minutes as well, you know.
And Denny, I suppose even looking ahead to the championship, and we will go back to the league in a second, even looking ahead to the championship, you know, where the games are coming ticking fast, we're going to need alternatives, like, because it's going to be very hard to expect some lads to ship out 70 minutes back-to-back in 6 days, even in the first two games.
Yeah, and I suppose we can't look further than the first one. You know, that is, to me, that's our All-Ireland final. We have to win our home games. We're the All-Ireland champions, a fantastic team coming to Innes. They find it hard to beat us in Innes, and you know, we have a great home record. And the worry I have about that match, and it's slightly different, is, I don't know, did Limerick... Once they had through the league semi-final, but they weren't sorry to lose it. It gave them a month to get ready for Innes, and that's all that's in their heads is Innes. You know, they're not thinking of All Irelands at this stage. They're thinking of coming out of Innes with a win. For us, I just think it's huge. If we can win that, we're going down to Cork the following week in a great frame of mind. We're in a great place. I don't buy into this thing about Cork. I still think Cork are struggling. They have Harnedy... They have Patrick Hogan and they have Lehan still in the forward line. They're all 34 plus.
They didn't beat us in 2013.
And they didn't beat us when they were in their prime. They didn't beat us. And I don't see, and they're still their main forward. So, okay, young O'Connor is after getting a couple of goals, but you question who he was on and who he got the goals against, you know. He'd have to get 6 goals in his last 2 games. I wouldn't see him getting 3 goals against Clare. But that's for another day. You know, I just think if we can get that win in 2 weeks, 3 weeks' time in Innes, or 2 weeks' time in Innes, it sets us up for a huge year. And wouldn't it be great to be going into that game as league champions as well?
Know? And speaking of the league champions, we can't go away from this evening's game. Absolutely. In fairness to Brian Lohan, Denny, through the campaign, you know, he has blooded lads. He has maybe gone with the mix of 10 and 5 every day, or 10 experience as in 5 lads. He has given lads game time, in fairness.
Definitely, and probably more so this year. And lads have got more than one chance. You know, we'd say Conor Lean was taken off against Kilkenny and was probably poor enough that he was taken off at half-time, but yet he started in the semi-final and had a good game. You know, other fellas have got 2 games in under the belt.
He seems to be... There seemed to be maybe grooming him as an alternative, I think, Denny, for the fullback, you know.
Yeah,
and possibly. I suppose the only way you learn is games, really.
It is, but you just wonder, you know, should he have given him one of the games at fullback and see how he went there? That's, you know, that's...
Like, he played fullback the first night in Clarecastle in the Co-op League, but he didn't last too long that night.
He probably is a bit injury prone at the moment, which is probably a worry, and it's probably a worry for the management more so than us, but... You know, he is historically, he has missed a good few games, even for Cora Finn over the years with injury. He missed the Clare under 20 campaign. You know,
he missed an under 21, more or less a lot of the under 21 campaign for his club as well.
For his club, yeah. And that's probably a worry for him. But he done well the last day, but he mixed the good with the bad. It's likewise, young Galvin at centre back or wing back, he's got game time, and you know he. Will he be looked at as an alternative at centre back? Possibly. I thought above against Tip, and definitely in the first half he was centre back and John Conlon was on the wing. So whether that was something they were looking at or what, they did switch in the second half again, I think, you know. So the one, and again, it's not far be it for me to criticise Brian Lohan. I just don't understand why Dermot Ryan hasn't got a game. I've said it before. At centre back and give him a full 70 minutes at centre back and see how he goes, because I think he's a natural centre back. And it's not, I'm not saying John Conlon won't do that, but we have to have alternatives. If John, 2 games in 6 days, at what's John now, 36, will the body be able for that? You know, it's actually 3 games, to 3 big games in 4 weeks. You know, so
it's a big ask, there's no doubt about that.
It is, yeah.
And I suppose. Pat, you're looking at, as Denny said about Dermot Ryan, and Dermot Ryan played centre back for Mary Eye in a winning Fitzgibbon Cup team. And, you know, before we go from that, we must congratulate all the Clare lads that made the Fitzgibbon team of the year, Mark Rogers and of course then Adam Hogan. Being crowned Fitzgibbon, a great honour for Adam Hogan, you know, a defender very much on the rise.
Fantastic for Adam, congrats to him. You know, he's had a fantastic time. With his university progress in the Fitzgibbon, and really, really, really gritty men, Conor Beck, who attacks the ball and got a super pint against Dip as well. So look, at he's one of the lads on the up, no doubt about it, and it's fantastic for him and for his club as well. But going back to what Danny's saying there, you could probably mention a few possibilities for centre back if John Conlon got injured or wasn't right. You just obviously, if David McInerney comes back into the fray, he's a man as well for the position.
Yeah,
Ryan, I think, is a natural play to see, watching him for Mary Eye and watching him for Cracklow as well. He seems to be totally at home in it. Read this ball the game brilliantly, and it's good in the air, all that sort of thing. There's even talks that you could have maybe Keane Galvin as a possibility. I don't think he's experienced enough at all. That alone has even been mentioned as a man that could be stuck in there maybe as well, and maybe he'd be physically enough for it anyway, inclined to foul a bit too easily, I think, which is something I think Clare are, one fault I see with them is we're giving away very easy,
not the place free, we don't,
tackling around
the,
yeah.
Not the place we don't deceive with TJ Reid hanging around.
Picking up, also the danger of picking up a red card now, because, you know, the last thing you want is someone rash tackle red and he's gone for the Limerick game, whoever it'll be. So that's another little issue. I just think our tackling is a bit lazy at times. It's kind of around the neck and it's kind of the lazier way out, you know. And I'm sure it's something that we should have worked on training, but maybe it won't be an issue tonight. But it's something I'll be looking at, you know, because I with the referee appointed for the I know what happened onto the we're on tonight's game, but what happened onto the Limerick game again? If we had any. If anyone wanted to send off a Clareman tonight, it would be obviously to Limerick's favour if we lost one of your key men. So look, let's hope it doesn't arise. But Denny, I just think our tackling needs to be a little bit less silly.
It's an absolute. I can't believe the decision.
It baffles that the GAA can make a decision like that. Clare are playing Limerick in the biggest game of both the counties early year, and they put a Limerick man in charge of Clare 2 weeks before that in the league final, where. He has the ability to give a red card for next to nothing, and that player then misses the first round of the championship.
We're not saying anything designed here, he puts him in a very precarious position.
Let's call a spade, he hasn't the greatest track record in the world. He doesn't ref Clare match. Go back to the last couple of matches he's refed against Clare and Clare.
I was giving him the benefit of the doubt, Denny.
I never give him the benefit of the doubt. Not for 1 second. I can't say he'd be anti Clare, I suppose. Can I? But it's the decision by the GAA to appoint him. It should be, you know. Why not? We're saying it now, 3 hours, 4 hours before the match. Rightly so. You know,
and it has been discussed all week.
There's loads of possible refs to do the game. Yeah.
Absolutely, there is. You know, and
for me, the obvious ref was Liam Gordon, a Galway referee. They are in the Leinster Championship as well. But look, he's not going to be different from hopefully between winning and losing. There's no doubt about that.
Wicklow Manchester, couldn't we?
But going back to Clare, Denny, and we're talking, we've got as far as the middle of the field or whatever, and we've the half back line of that done. We still, you know, lads have got a run. We still have waited the re-arrival of two of the greatest sportsmen that ever came out of the county in Tony Kelly and Shane Donnelly. Of course, Ryan Taylor is still injured, another man who is a huge loss to Clare. To be great to see these guys back.
Absolutely.
Maybe we might even see him this evening.
Hopefully we'll see some run out. You'd like to see him getting some bit of game time in before the championship, you know, and wouldn't there be some second half you come out and you see Tony Kelly and Shannon Dolan coming on maybe at half time. You know, as you say, and rightly said, two of our greatest hurlers ever, and one of them is equally as good as the other in my eyes. And last year's performances, they were just unbelievable, you know, both of them. And it's huge for Clare, you know, with David Fitz in the form he's in. I thought Peter Duggan has really started up to his work rate. You have Mark Rogers, and throw these guys in with him. You know, we could end up with five of the top six forwards in the country in any game, you know, and I think Kyle Malone is probably one of the unsung heroes for Clare for the last 2 years in midfield. He never has a bad game. He's steady as a rock. His work rate is off the charts. He's up and down that field. He puts in more tackles probably than anybody else in the game. Young Rohan, I thought, was very impressive against Tip at midfield. Slightly different with Pat now. I don't think he'll make it at centre-back. I think he's far better in the middle of the field. He probably has a tendency to give away the free at centre-back. And if you go back to the Kilkenny game in the league, when he was put back centre-back in the second half, he was after playing well in the first half at midfield.
And he has been playing well.
And probably deserves to hold his place. And you know, fine. But I don't think he's suitable. And he ended up getting sent off. Okay, it was two yellow cards above against Kilkenny, and they were soft enough, but at the same time, he has that tendency to foul.
A bit rash.
Yeah, he's a bit rash and a bit maybe over-eager at the back. But I thought the last day, maybe he's to tidy up a small bit in his distribution of the ball. But he won fabulous ball against Tip, and he was in the thick of it the whole game. He probably outshone Malone the last day.
Denny, he brings, you know, to be fair to the young men, he brings savagery, don't you?
Loves the battle.
Absolutely. And there's no doubt with Ryan Taylor out, there's a place there for him, you know. And you go with him and Malone, and then you add Tony Kelly and Shane O'Donnell to our forwards. You have a formidable front eight then.
Look, there's no,
there's no county is going to look forward to playing Clare.
No, and again, and then you have Reedy, you have Mounsey, you have, Ian Galvin, you have
Shane Meehan. Like, always brings something to the table.
He does, and, but
Patrick Crotty from Scariff, another one to be trying.
A lot of them seem to be better coming on.
Yeah.
Definitely Shane Meehan always does well when he comes on.
Sure.
But a couple of times he started, maybe he hasn't done as well. I thought Ian Galvin struggled a bit against Tip. I thought David Reedy struggled in the second half, even though he ended up with 3 points. Just thought they were struggling. The physicality of it was a bit much than not the biggest of men, you know. And I don't know, they're not Shane O'Donnell's. They can't win that ball in the air, and they're depending on good ball. And we'd all like to see them getting good ball. You know yourself, a league final, Munster Championship. The lads back the field mightn't have the time to deliver that. You know, it's a lot of it is heated and get rid of it, and you don't have the time anymore to work it up the perfect ball to them. But I just think that when you're adding Kelly and adding O'Donnell, maybe instead of the two of them, you're adding a huge dimension. And definitely Ian Galvin is another player that seems to do better coming in.
Possibly, yeah.
That he maybe has the game sized up or whatever, but, you know, he's capable of coming on there and getting 2 or 3 points. But just thought he struggled the last day when it got, you know, in the second half got physically, got tough. I thought he struggled a bit, and same with David.
And Pat, looking at Kilkenny then, right, the last day, you know, Clare had their measure for the most of the game until a certain individual came in by the name of John Donnelly, and he the whole game switched.
Hmm. Yeah, that's the kind of a team they are. I mean, every Kilkenny lad is capable of having a really good game. Now, they haven't been consistent, all of them at all, far from it. And Derek Ling, I suppose, is one of the issues he has. He has lads having good games. And I mean, Kenny, for instance, that Kian Kenny to me has some great tight parts, bits in games, and in the North times, and he's
the North side of it.
Blanchfield, you could say, a bit similar for, okay, a lot of them are pretty decent tolerers, but on any given day, I've never seen Kilkenny being beaten by much, apart from Limerick in the All-Ireland 2 years ago. It was kind of well over fairly early enough.
And in the league final last year,
and that league final they got hammered. But again, it was the league. But look at Ling is under a bit of pressure now to get silverware too, like serious silverware. Do you know? Because Kilkenny's expectations and demands are different to Clare's. We'll be thrilled to get a league cup, and I'm sure they'd love one as well. But he's looking at trying to build a team that can just win that All Ireland, whoever is in it, and. So he will have these lads primed. There's no question about it. And they're still physical. They're still able to win their ball. They're not as gifted as the lads they're trying to replace. They're depending a bit on TJ. And the day will come when he'll be nullified a fair bit. He'll get his 7 frees or his 8 frees, all right. But if he's not on song, they'll look fairly beatable. I know Adrian Mullen is another guy in and out of games. Unbelievable on his day. The same with Owen Cody. I mean, he's one of the best forwards in the country. But yet there are days he's kind of be held as well, you know. So, again, I think one of the things with Kilkenny is they built the ball up the field to the forwards, and you have to try and win it, and that's all right if you were Shefflin, if you had Owen Larkin and all those who could climb up in the sky and win it. These lads may be a little bit different. So, but the great thing is, you know, you'll get an honest game from them. You know, they're all solid men that'll mostly deliver on the day. So it's a great, great test. Someone, we're looking back there on the forwards for Clare that we're talking about. I think Peter Duggan is absolutely, I won't say flying it, but he's absolutely vital, because having Ross now the last day against Tip, he broke down more ball with his hurley, either to himself or to another Clare guy. And it was amazing.
He's a go-to man,
doing that very, very well. Yeah. And it's nearly harder to stop that than stop a guy catching him, because his hurley is going to be a foot higher than most other players, and he's got the knack of knocking it to where it should go, and the Clare lads around him seem to know nearly where he's going to knock it to. He even knocks it down for himself. Free take is another thing. Mark had a bad day the second last time, and he didn't get less chance last day. I didn't think he was overly confident with the freeze he hit the first day before he got injured the last day. First of all, I hope he's fully fit again. I'm not sure the exact nature of the injury, but obviously he's one of our star forwards and a lad, you know, a gifted forward. So you want him in there, and especially if Shane O'Donnell came in there, yeah, and he would like some Mark to give the ball to. But I suppose McCarthy's probably your best free taker in a sense, maybe in recent times.
Yeah.
The only thing is he probably doesn't do enough in play.
He hasn't in the last three games. No. So he has been phenomenal from frees. Above again Tip, he nailed him. You know, it's probably the difference between the two teams was the free taking. Yeah. you know, Tip Wisdom from
all over. Yeah.
And he nailed them, every one of them. But from general play, no, he was poor.
Not done enough. He doesn't work hard enough either.
And Denny, looking at Kilkenny, right, and DJ Reid will always be on for taking frees alone, but he's gone to maybe be a score provider now than a score getter. His game has changed, but he still has a huge influence.
A huge influence. He's probably still the only Kilkenny forward of the old type that he can go up and he can win that dirty ball in the air, and he as you say, he's providing it now. He'll win the ball that Cody can't win. He'll win the ball that Mullen can't win. You know, and maybe the legs are going a bit, but he's still probably, you know, at this stage he's probably passed out Shefflin even with his
longevity,
but also his importance to the Kilkenny team. It's definitely at the moment, he's probably the most important man to have from 8 to 15.
Yeah, and doesn't it say that for a team, Denny, at the top upper echelons of hurling, that you're depending on the men of that age, you know, and Kless is permanent, you know, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, his brain is ticking 50 times quicker than everyone else.
I think they would have thought Billy Drennan would be the man meant to come in and be the star for, but I don't think he has any physicality at all much.
No.
And I'd say they'd be disappointed he hasn't come in time.
He was good in the 20s, but he hasn't really delivered yet. And like, I suppose, like what you said, Mullen and Cody haven't been consistently good. They have been good in games, but they haven't been consistently good. There's no doubt, and they're fantastic players. But
I think some of the O'Loughlin Gaels, there's 4 or 5 O'Loughlin Gaels guys there. And
there's a couple of new
decent, but
don't seem to be
the newer lads.
Don't seem to frighten you.
Probably good club holders, but they don't strike fear into you anyway. That could change in 4 or 5 hours too. But
you have Billy Ryan there, he's kind of on and off.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
You know,
a few like that.
Martin Keown. It just seemed to be dependent
Deegan
on the same.
Deegan is one of the guys who's fully consistent for them, and Philly Petty Deegan is the favourite.
He is, but they seem to play. Where are they going to play him?
Yeah.
Do you know, he's been wing forward, he's been centre forward, he's been centre back, he's been midfield. They don't seem to have. To me, I'd be playing Paddy Deegan at 6 if I was Derry.
He'd probably be there tonight as well.
Probably will, you know, and it's probably his best position. You know. So,
but then they say then from Kilkenny that he's not a great defender going back, that he could be scoring 5 points, but he could be conceding 3 or 4 at the other side as well. Mm. You know. So look, there's a lot of questions going to be answered this evening, Denny, you know. We are speaking of the league, Denny, right? And there's a lot of discussion going on at the moment. Obviously you're probably a traditionalist as well, and you've said it here before, you'd rather see the All Ireland's gone back out a bit. The split league, the split season, Denny, you know, okay, the club season, is it taken? There's no doubt it's taken from the county season in a way.
It is, and is it going to, is it any good for the club season? You know, you're condensed. Okay, you can say the club season is starts in August now, but for a lot of clubs, especially in Clare, it could be over by the end of August.
Mm.
So you have 11 months getting ready for your championship, and it could be all over in 3 weeks. You know, is that any good? And the way we're after going now, you know, we're after reducing the senior championship to 16, so you have 3 games. That's all you're guaranteed. As I'm from 25 on, we've reduced the Clare Cup by 2 games. So you're going to have club players, as are guaranteed, is 11 games in the year next year.
That's
what they're guaranteed.
Yeah.
Now, okay, if you progress, so be it. But, you know, there's a lot of club players will train for 10 months next year and only play 11 games. And of the Clare Cup games, they played the vast majority of them without their star players, because they were either with the Clare 20s or they were with the Clare under seniors, and they're not playing.
It's the value in the competition, so, Denny, isn't it?
It is, and but I think it's the value in the club players. You know, and look, we'll all get excited about the club championship again come August, but the senior inter-county season really goes from probably October right through to August, because they're getting ready in October, and the Brian Lohans, the Derek Lings, the county managers, they don't want their lads playing Clare Cup matches, they don't want them doing this, and you know,
they have to mind their own.
But it's just the club has been shoved into a smaller and smaller time frame. You can say it's a split season, but it's not. You know, for the average club player, what's he going to play in championship? He's going to play for the month of August. And that's not just in Clare, that's in a lot of counties.
Yeah, and it's a debate, Pat, that's beginning to garner more questions as time goes on.
It's fascinating to look at the champion there each week after the cup games, and you look through some of the bigger teams, and there's, you know, four or five players you've never heard of playing, and you know they're being tried out or they're only replacing the county lads. And is that if it, you know, some of the better clubs will have lads on the senior squad, the under-20s, and the cup, people who are playing in the cup obviously enjoy the cup, but it's played in bad weather, as it has been the last few weeks. You can hardly get pitches. It's played with weak and senior teams, so a lot of the even intermediates, I suppose you could say as well, but particularly at senior level, a lot of the teams are going out there with four or five, six, maybe seven replacements. Less who'll be playing junior later on.
You're getting a totally false picture, Pat.
I don't know. The real Hurling starts tonight, if you like, where there may be 20,000 people or whatever you'll have, because up to now the league has been drawn 4,000 or 5,000 people. Even that semi-final with Tip, I don't know how many. The stand was nearly full.
No more than six.
If you like, the real Hurling starts now. And again, for most of the counties, it's going to be over in the month of early June. The club, as Danny says, starts in August. That is, it could be over in September. So for, there's an awful lot of, I don't know, I never was happy with this situation, even though I can see the thinking behind it. I think there has to be a way of getting big games played with players available, county and club, between the months of March and September. However you do it, that you could fit in the important club games at some stage, even maybe play a part at the county championship and give a 5 or 6 week break to get some club games in.
How bad was it before?
Not so bad at all.
With a buyer above in Dublin decided, jeez, we need to change all this.
Well, the talk about club players, you see, was the thing.
And Johnny is playing four games next week. That's too many. Yeah. You can't do it. We've all played four and five and six games in a week and it didn't kill anyone. Playing at a slower pace, maybe. It didn't kill us. Just making rules and the lads are making the rules. I just wonder, have any of them ever actually played? You know, the rule makers, have they played the games? But Hurling and football, have they been out there? Have they played them? Do they know what it's like to train 4 nights a week and 3 nights a week or whatever?
And you're also, the other thing I'll say is, from the point of view of the glamorising of Hurling, take Hurling and so on, you're handing over TV glamour to rugby and soccer for about 9 months of the year, if not 10. Yeah. And you have your April and May, and maybe June, for the hurlers to be seen on TV and the young lads want to go play the lawn.
And this year they have to compete at the Olympics.
That's right.
But
look, there's a new man in place at the top of the association, the president of the year, and we spoke about him in previous shows, Pat Jarrett Burns. And if last Sunday and his speeches are anything to go by, you know, last weekend there were a breath of fresh air. There's no doubt about that. He's a man that probably means business. He's played it at the highest level and at club level as well. So hopefully he will have an influence, Denny.
Yeah, hopefully. And I think one of his first things should have been to have the National Hurling League final at 3 o'clock of a Sunday and not 7:15 of a Saturday evening.
But of course that decision is made.
Could we play at Easter Monday? Last Monday.
For families.
In the middle of the afternoon.
You can't. I've got to know he's coming with me. He's 8 years of it.
You won't get to bed until 10 o'clock.
But that's irrelevant. But I cannot take him to Innes because you just won't get a ticket for a kid in Innes because it's limited, right?
Right.
So this is the next thing. It's the final, and bringing him. It is 7:15 at night. It's 12 o'clock and he's getting home. It's probably too late for kids. No, he's 8. But the smaller kid's going to be down there. And there's nothing on Sunday. I don't know. What is on? Man United and Liverpool. Back to your point. We're giving up the TV.
Going back to decision RT, on Ireland, the Ulster Football Championship. That's Sunday, Kevin and Monaghan, and that gets the main villain. Mm-hmm. Denny, with all our talking about this and the negatives and all that, Clare or Kilkenny this evening?
Clare.
Pat?
Clare.
Yeah, we'll go with a full house in that one. And look, we wish the Clare lads and the hurlers and the management all the very, very best of luck in Simple Stadium this evening. And hopefully come next week, we'll be getting ready for the first round of the Munster Championship as National League champions. My thanks, as always, Denny, your first night for 2024, first of many. We thank you for that. Once again, Pat. Thanks for your contribution, Pat. And you know, thanks to the ladies for their contribution in part one with Annette, Yvonne and Cathy earlier on. And also, finally, must thank Jim for his job on part one and part two here in the Kildare today. We hope you enjoyed our shows here today on Scariff Bay Community Radio. Again, We wish all in white kit the very best of luck tomorrow in that memorial game for the late Michael Hines. And once again, thanks to everybody for their help in making that game come to fruition. So all that remains, for me, Leo Dyed for Sportsline on 88.3 FM and 92.7 FM in association with Derek Credit Union. Until we meet again, it's Bannock Day, August Lawn.